This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. As well as Newsmax TV in hour number three. We're starting hour number two here. 7 o'clock East Coast time, or 7:06 to be exact, and 4:06 here on the West Coast. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show, not just the sponsor of this hour, but the entire show. And they've got the naming rights to the studio. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. I am the capitalist evangelist. I love all American stories. Nothing's more all American than a Wall Street story. Fordham Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fordham's led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from 15 cent a share stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Don't you love the way that sounds? He created $15 billion in shareholder profits. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. It's nine times bigger than the city of Manhattan, New York. Fordham's traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, meaning they're stock. If you like the story, you can buy them, but you got to make your own decision. Go to educate yourself by going to FordhamResources.com, their website. FordhamResources.com, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com, ticker symbol F-T-M-R. And just remember, they are a sponsor of the show. They're good friends of the show, good friends of Wayne Root. And they got a great story, so check them out and make your own decision. All right? California Governor Gavin Newsom. I have a particular hatred for Gavin Newsom. I think he's a lowlife. I think he is a communist. I think he is intent, hell-bent on destroying the United States of America, the way he's destroyed California, and California will go down. He will be in the dustbin and wastebin of history someday as the man who destroyed California. But he had the nerve to say today the Republican Party is headed into the wastebin of history. In an interview published Monday, he said the Republican Party is headed for the wastebin of history. This was a Politico interview. He compared national Republicans to the GOP in California in the 1990s. Guess who was in California in the 1990s? Yours truly, Wayne Allyn Root. I lived in California from 89 to, 2002, I guess it was, or something like that, or 2001. And California Republicans, he said, were once a force, but their power has disappeared over the last two decades. And he says Washington Republicans will go in the same direction into the wastebin of history the way Republicans in the 1990s have gone. That's exactly what will happen to this crop of national Republicans. And then, you know, a lot of people don't understand what happened to California. Do you understand California was the American dream? And California was a very red Republican state. And I moved there, and it was fantastic, and we had a Republican governor. And all of a sudden, they let in more and more and more and more illegals, and they outvoted us, and all of a sudden, California became a strict 100% blue Democratic state, deep blue, because they let in people who wanted welfare and who had no education and had menial jobs with no skills, did not speak English, and those people are going to be on welfare the rest of their lives, and they'll support any party who lets the welfare roll. You know, let the welfare roll, baby. I want my checks. I want them raised every single year. I want to make sure illegals can get welfare. And so if you let in enough foreigners illegally who want welfare and you protect them and you allow them to vote and they all vote Democrat, of course we got outvoted. That's the memo, folks. Gavin Newsom is doing us a favor because he's bringing up the topic that I brought up 100 times in the past. The memo is, as I think Bill O'Reilly, my friend, used to say, his memo, Democrats stole the state that was a red Republican Reagan-Nixon state. And they stole it by saying, well, you know what? White people aren't in the lead anymore. Now it's going to be mostly Hispanics. And we're going to bring them in. They're going to be illegal. They're not going to speak English. And we're going to be the party that says bring them in. They're going to be the party that says, the Republicans that says no. And so they're all going to vote Democrat and we will win forevermore. And that's what happened. And that's exactly their game plan for America. Don't you see it? And here it is in the article. Former Governor Pete Wilson's push for a ballot measure in 1994 that prohibited illegal immigrants from gaining access to public schools and health care has been widely linked to the GOP's erosion in the state. And Newsom drew a connection between that and today's politics. America in 2019 is California in the 1990s. The xenophobia, the nativism, the fear of the other, the scapegoating, talking down or past people, the hysteria. And we're not going to put up with that. We're going to push back. Folks, he just laid it out for you. They ruined California by letting illegals in and outvote the regular people born in the country. They filled it with illegal foreigners, and that's exactly the game plan for the United States of America. And I mean exactly. That's the story. There it is. No one needs to tell you anything else. And if you want to know what these people are really like, you look at Gavin Newsom, who, by the way, cheated on his wife with his best friend's wife, low-life piece of sludge. And second of all, Kamala Harris from California. She trashes military dads on Father's Day. And then the Democrats wonder why nobody who's a veteran or active military wants to vote Democrat. There's a hatred, a bitterness towards Democrats from every military man I've ever met, including my dad, who's long passed now, but he was in the United States Navy, fought at Okinawa, and hated Democrats with a passion. That was then, when they were nice and patriotic compared to now. So in an apparent effort to foment hate will push America to the brink of a civil war, I'm reading from an article here. I don't necessarily, you know, I don't know if they're fomenting hate. I don't know if they're pushing America to the brink of a bloody civil war. But her comments certainly are obnoxious and offensive. Why does, if Trump says something offensive, everybody points it out. And when they do something offensive or say something offensive, nobody points it out. So here's what she said. Today, this is her tweet, Kamala Harris, running for president of the United States. Today I'm thinking of the fathers who can't be with their children because they were ripped from their sons and daughters at the border, the fathers who can't celebrate today because they can't afford bail, and the fathers who are deployed, don't forget them. Wow. So you're comparing military fathers who are deployed with illegal aliens separated from the children at the border and prisoners who have committed major crimes that are separated from their children because they can't afford bail, and you've socked them all together in one, as if there's no difference between a criminal and illegal alien and a member of the military. Don't you understand? This is why military people hate your guts. Hate your guts. Here's another interesting article. New York budget would fund expenses of poor women traveling to the city for abortions. The New York City Council and Mayor Bill de Blasio agreed on Friday to a New York City 2020 budget that would allocate $250,000 to the New York Abortion Access Fund, a nonprofit abortion organization that helps arrange transportation for poor women seeking an abortion to more abortion-friendly states. The initiative not only makes New York the first city in the nation to directly fund abortion services, but also lets any American who is facing increasing abortion restrictions in their home state know they can come and get the services they need in New York City. It's a first step towards making New York City the most pro-abortion city in the country. Just disgusting. Wow. Andrew Cuomo signed a bill into law on January 2nd that allows abortion under nearly any circumstance, including up until the moment of birth. New York Cardinal Timothy Dolan said at the time, this can be done right up until the moment of birth. This is hideous. And it is hideous. Record number of African migrants coming to the Mexican border. We thought we had a problem with illegals from Mexico and Central America. Now it's African migrants. Folks, they're going to come by the thousands and then the tens of thousands and then the hundreds of thousands. Every poll and study out there shows, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that everyone in the world wants to come to America. The entire Africa would come if you gave them a chance. The entire Haiti would come if you gave them a chance. The entire Dominican Republic, where six American tourists have been murdered in the last couple of months. Six have been murdered. No one's going to go there anymore. So their economy's done. So they're all going to want to come to America now. The entire world wants to come to America. Every Mexican, every Guatemalan, every El Salvadoran, they all want to come to America. Every Guatemalan, they all want to come to America. Everyone is going to come. So now we got Africans coming from countries that have Ebola. Officials in Texas and even Maine are scrambling to absorb the sharp increase in African migrants. They're coming in unprecedented numbers. They're coming to America after flying across the Atlantic to South America and then embarking on a harrowing overland journey. In one recent week, the Border Patrol's Del Rio sector stopped more than 500 African migrants found walking in separate groups along the arid land after splashing across the Rio Grande, children in tow. That's more than double the total of 211 migrants who were detained in the entire 2018 fiscal year. The immigrants in Texas were mostly from the Republic of Congo and Angola. Also found Cameroonians from Cameroon traveling up through Mexico and into the U.S. in larger numbers and seeking asylum at ports of entry. Wow. So recent Saturday in Tijuana, there were 90 Cameroonians lined up to get on a waiting list to request asylum. Also on the waiting list, Ethiopians, Eritreans, Mauritians, Sudanese, and Congolese. And don't forget, I'll repeat, they've got Ebola raging throughout their countries. Raging. I don't want it in my country. You bleed out of every orifice in your body, and then you die in agony and bleed to death. You want it? I don't. Build a damn wall. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
War now.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, Liberty Health Share is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for the medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty Health Share allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. I'm a member. My children are members. It's my third year. I've saved $54,000 over 3 years, plus they reimbursed me $2,000 out of a $2,500 dental bill for my son. For me, three doctor visits in 2019, all three doctors took Liberty Health Share and charged me no fee, no copay. They said it was a health care visit. That wasn't the right word. It was a wellness visit. And Liberty pays for three wellness visits a year. You got to be kidding me. You know, it sounds too good to be true, but it's real. I've lived it. It's real. And when I got my kidney stones, they took care of the whole bill, minus I had to pay the $2,500 deductible. $2,500 deductible. So what? You got to pay that no matter what you do. In any insurance, they're going to make you pay the deductible before they start paying. Except the deductible for me used to be $10,000, and my payments were $2,000 a month. Now my deductible is $2,500, and my payments are, I think last time I looked, it was $499 a month. I believe that's what it was. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to LightYourLiberty.com, LightYourLiberty.com. Tell them Wayne Root said to call 855-58-LIBERTY, and they love all of Wayne Root's fans. They really do. They're just monster monster calls from all of you. And so they really appreciate that. You know, monster number of calls, what I mean to say. Just large number of calls. And it continues every month because all of you have heard the greatest testimony in the world is from me, yours truly. We finished up the last segment talking about illegal aliens from Ebola. Ebola-stricken Congo pouring across the southern border. And they've got rolls of $100 bills. And they were dumped in the streets of San Antonio. Do you understand there could be, they could spread Ebola all over Texas? Do you understand that? They didn't speak English. According to a local reporter, San Antonio is in desperate need for French-speaking volunteers. Investigative journalist Urs Gehriger, who speaks French, spoke to the Congolese migrants, revealed they were being coached to not speak to ICE officers. He said the migrants have wads of cash on them. He said an aide witnessed several Congolese migrants with rolls of $100 bills in their hands. He said the African migrants refused to tell him how they got to the U.S. It's obvious they're being coached not to divulge details about who's behind their migration to the U.S. They wouldn't tell me anything about how they got here. Then they started to get aggressive and they were contradicting each other. One said they ran through the forest. Another said no, there was no forest. They were arguing among themselves. Why do they have rolls of Benjamins? Where do they get the money from? What I found from an aid worker there, they actually do have money. Quite a few of them, because he spotted them under a tree, right in front of the shelter, counting a roll of money with $100 bills. So Africans coming across the southern border with rolls of $100 bills. And my question is, what are those $100 bills going to do for them, or you, or me, if they've got Ebola? It's amazing. And you don't think it's bad, huh? You don't think it's horrible. I know all of you listening are convinced, obviously. I don't need to read you this story to convince you. But there's a Democrat border town mayor, the mayor of Del Rio, Texas. He's the Democrat mayor of a Texas border town, which he said just 14 months ago was not a war zone. And now he chewed out staffers for Republican Senator John Cornyn, who he accused of not taking steps to help control the surge of migrants overwhelming local resources. Bruno Lozano, Del Rio's youngest and first openly gay mayor, implored the congressman's office to see what the city's dealing with firsthand. I ask you to see firsthand. Walk through what the Border Patrol is walking through. Walk through the coalition of churches and nonprofits. Walk through the judicial process. Because the senators aren't here, he said. They need to see firsthand what's going on. They need to understand the frustrations that the commissioners of the city council, the school board, the hospital officials are managing and having to deal with. He reported that the Del Rio sector of Border Patrol has been releasing migrants in the community because it's experienced a significant rise in the number of family units arrested throughout the sector. We don't have the funds to fund this project that's been dumped here in the city of Del Rio, Texas, he said. We're frustrated. We're extremely frustrated. I will not stand for having to be dumped and find a solution as a mayor for immigration. We're sick and tired of deaf ears. It's happening in real time. You understand, folks, he's a left-wing Democrat, and he's overwhelmed. There's a massive crisis at the border, but the National Democrats are being paid off by the Mexican drug cartels as sure as I'm standing here.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Senate Democrats are trying to prevent President Trump from being able to redirect Defense Department funding to construct his border wall. Democrats have filed an amendment that would prohibit the president from using national defense funds for the U.S.-Mexico border wall. A 22-year-old gunman is dead in an exchange of gunfire with federal officers outside a federal building in downtown Dallas. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
The shooting occurred shortly before 9 after the building had opened for the day. The man fired several shots at the courthouse but did not strike anyone. Matt DeSarno of the Dallas FBI office identified the gunman.
Shortly after the incident began this morning, officers from the Federal Protective Service engaged a shooter who was later identified as Ryan Isaac Clyde. He was taken to Baylor Hospital and pronounced deceased on scene.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, by the way, breaking news in. The U.S. has sent 1,000 troops to the Middle East to counter the Iran threat. The announcement from Acting Secretary of Defense Patrick Shanahan comes after the U.S. blamed Iran for the attack on two tankers in the Gulf of Oman last week. Iran's denied responsibility for the attacks, but video and photographic evidence from the incident appears to support the United States' version of the events. In response to a request from the U.S. Central Command, CENTCOM, for additional forces, and with the advice of the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and in consultation with the White House, I've authorized approximately 1,000 additional troops for defensive purposes to address air, naval, and ground-based threats in the Middle East. So tensions escalating with Iran. We shall see if they will ratchet down, or these will turn into World War III, or maybe just a quick bombing of Iran, and maybe it doesn't ever become World War III. But we teach them a very quick lesson, slap them, and move on. Who knows where it's going to lead? But nobody likes seeing this stuff. Nobody, including Wayne Root. By the way, the sponsor of this segment of the show is VRA. As in VRAinsider.com. Memorize these three important letters, VRA, VRA, VRA. Kip Herridge runs VRA. It's an investment newsletter, but not just any investment newsletter. It's the best in the country, in my opinion. I've known Kip for almost 20 years. He's like a brother to me. I'm witness to his remarkable success at picking stock winners. Kip spent 32 years in the investment industry at the highest levels of Wall Street. Kip founded VRA in 2003 and has beaten Wall Street for 15 out of 16 years. And he didn't just beat Wall Street by a little bit. He beat it like a drum. Here's the big news. Only for my fans at USA Radio, Kip's offering a free two-week membership to VRA, and it ends on June 30th. That's it. It ends with June. So go there now. Your risk is zero. Go to VRAinsider.com. Get your free two-week membership. That's VRAinsider.com. Try Kip out for 2 weeks for free, and you'll become a client for life. What are you waiting for? VRAinsider.com. What do you got to lose? Nothing. What do you got to make? A bloody fortune, if past history is any indication of the future, which we all know it isn't. But Kip has had one hell of a past history, and I would guess it continues. 15 out of 16 years, he's beaten Wall Street. VRAinsider.com. We've got our guest here. And I met him last week at the Talkers Convention. I was there at Talkers to appear on a panel and also to be part of their festivities. So I was just named to the Talkers Heavy 100 list of the top 100. Krista plays that music every time I mention I'm part of the Heavy 100. Number 62 out of about 15,000 radio hosts in America in a country of 330 million people. That's not bad. I met this guy at the event. His name's Julio Rivera. Good guy. Reactionary Times editorial director. You can find his writings at reactionarytimes.com. And he's got a column at Town Hall talking about Trump's Mexico negotiations. And I wanted to get him on to talk about it. Julio Rivera, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on, Wayne.
Julio Rivera, by the way, what kind of a name is that? Obviously Hispanic. Where are you from originally?
My family is from Puerto Rico, actually, and, they got hit really hard, obviously, with the hurricane season of 2017, and there was just a lot of corruption down there that actually I wrote about, as well with the Puerto Rico Electric Power Authority and stuff. It's really sad. I mean, I'm a proud American. I consider myself an American first, but obviously, my heritage is Puerto Rican, but, I mean, they have a lot of problems politically down there right now.
So let me ask you a quick question. That's the reason I brought it up. I thought probably Puerto Rico. I grew up in New York, and I grew up with a lot of Puerto Ricans. And so I just wonder, when I hear the liberals complaining that Trump did not respond well to the hurricane in Puerto Rico, and I hear a lot of Trump people fighting back and saying he gave them tens of billions of dollars, I think the number was, and yet they squandered it, and it went to union reps, and it went to thieves, and it went to politicians sucking off the taxpayer. It just didn't get to the people. Is that Trump's fault? What do you hear about what actually happened in Puerto Rico?
All right. Well, basically, I mean, if you want to talk about the response to the actual hurricane on the ground, Hurricane Irma, before Hurricane Maria came, kind of passed and did a two-step through the area and didn't really touch Puerto Rico. So when you get these wackos like, Andrew Cuomo, who wants to try to file a political lawsuit last year on behalf of the Puerto Ricans of New York against the Trump administration, it's all steeped in lies. The fact of the matter is that FEMA was on the ground 3 weeks before Hurricane Maria even hit. So to sit there and say that there was a delayed response to the hurricane is, obviously a lie. You know, I think that based on the resources that FEMA had and how bad the hurricane season was in general, I think that the federal government did a spectacular job addressing, you know, everything that happened in Florida, everything that happened in Texas, and everything that happened in Puerto Rico. The problems that Puerto Rico have are unfortunately self-inflicted and is due to corruption. You know, the Puerto Rico Electric Power Authority filed bankruptcy a few years back, citing $10 billion in liabilities. But the truth of the matter is they have raised $10 billion through, public bonds, and they were taking out loans, and they were supposed to do these wind energy projects and these solar energy projects, and they were supposed to, hurricane-proof the power grid, and none of that stuff got done. I mean, literally, they lied when they had this PROMESA board that was actually overseeing the PREPA bankruptcy. They wound up finding over $600 million, Wayne, in secret accounts that they didn't make public when they had filed their bankruptcy. So it's just pure corruption down there, and everybody's getting a piece of it. So, you know, when you see Carmen Yulín Cruz, the mayor of Puerto Rico out there, you know, where her nasty, thinks she's a nasty woman or whatever, that she's like Hillary Clinton, and she's, she's tweeting at Elizabeth Warren, and she's just trying to get into that political, Democratic political establishment. This is all political opportunism. The fact of the matter is, it's not Donald Trump's fault. It's those politicians on that island that have led to this tragedy that, quite frankly, I mean, we've seen thousands of people die in the wake of the hurricane.
Yes, and my understanding is the number was gargantuan, what we gave them. The amount of billions that were handed to them and squandered and stolen is just amazing. So
$90 billion is what's been allocated by the Trump administration. At this point, they've already received, I believe, about $15 billion of it.
Did you just say $90 billion?
$90 billion. Yeah.
Oh, my God. $90 billion. No wonder our country's broke. My God. No wonder people can't think of like terms like a trillion. How many billion are in a trillion? And this is why we're broke. We owe heading to $23 trillion. We gave Puerto Rico $90 billion. Unbelievable. And you know what's funny about this? We're kind of veering off a little bit, but it's okay. We're having a nice conversation here. When I was at the Money Show about a month ago, here in Vegas, about 10,000 people attend, and all the best kind of financial and wealth management speakers from all over the world come in and give lectures, and I was one of the opening speakers of the event, and there was an opening night dinner, and several of the people at that dinner who I've known for years, who are very wealthy, these are guys worth millions and millions, tens of millions of dollars, they live in Puerto Rico now. And I said, what are you doing in Puerto Rico? They said, for some reason, I don't know how the U.S. government accepted this, but Puerto Rico has a deal where if you're like a wealthy person and you want to move to Puerto Rico 6 months and one day a year, you could show residence in Puerto Rico, you pay 0% income tax to the United States government by living in Puerto Rico. It's the greatest deal in the history of the world. It's the greatest legal tax shelter ever approved in the history of the United States of America. Why am I an idiot sitting in Las Vegas paying 40% of what I make when people can go to Puerto Rico and pay zero if all their income is put through a business, and then the income from the business to the individual that gets paid out, you pay 4% income tax. Wow.
Act 20, it's Act 20 of 2012. Act 20 and Act 22. That was actually passed under the Obama administration. And basically, this is, you know why people aren't taking advantage of it, though? And this is actually, I'm glad that you brought that up, Wayne, because I wrote a column for the Washington Times last year comparing the situation in Ireland. Ireland has a 12% corporate tax, and they've accepted, investment from the United States to the tune of about $250 billion over the last 20 years. That money could have very easily been invested into Puerto Rico. But the problem is the corruption, the electrical infrastructure, the broadband infrastructure, everything over there is flimsy. You can't go over there and do business with any reasonable expectation that you're not going to have problems with, electricity and your broadband and all these other things. Like, that's the reason why other countries are beating Puerto Rico. But yes, for private investment, if you go over there, that's the deal of the century, Act 20.
I can't believe it. I don't understand what it was about, why they did that. What was the meaning? Just to attract investment to Puerto Rico. I get rich people to come to Puerto Rico and live there and buy a house and spend money, I guess. That's the only thing I can think of.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Amazing stuff.
Yeah, thank you both. Thank you.
What are you doing here? What are you doing in New York, Julio? You got to move back to Puerto Rico. It's a hell of a deal.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe somewhere down the road, but not. Yeah, there's a lot of work to be done here in the United States.
Yeah, somewhere down the road, Wayne Grew may be doing his national radio and national TV shows direct from Puerto Rico. I got to tell you, that's one hell of a deal. All right, so soon you're going to hear the music, and when you do, it means we have to take a quick break. We'll come back and finish our conversation on the other side of the break, but let's start the conversation. I'll start with the short question. We'll get to Mexico in the second, in the next segment. Let's talk about the polling. I got to think Fox News is the most fraudulent poll I've ever seen in my entire life. You and I both know Trump is not losing to Sanders and Biden by double digits and getting killed in battleground states. That's the worst polling I've ever heard in my life.
Yes, definitely. It's the worst polling since the 2016 polling. But what do you expect?
Well, I expect more from Fox News, but obviously I'm wrong. Fox News is becoming kind of a liberal network, I guess. But I can't believe they want to put forth fraudulent polls like that. That's amazing.
Well, at the end of the day, it depends on who they're actually polling. And people are afraid. I still think that there's a silent majority that really supports Trump in this country, but they're not vocal about it.
I agree, but it's still, that's the worst one I've ever seen. And they're not polling likely voters. They're polling anyone with a pulse. Julio Rivera will be right back. ReactionaryTimes.com is his website. We'll see you in a second. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
War now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio Network. Newsmax TV coming up in 7 minutes. 7 minutes to national TV time. It's a blast off. By the way, China, as I keep telling you, buys the most gold in over 3 years. And it was the sixth straight month where they bought record amounts of gold. And it is an interesting barometer of what's happening in the world. There are countries all over the world that see what's coming, which is a bad recession all over the world, with the exception of America. Let's hope Trump can keep us out of it. So far he has. Great job by Trump. But the end result is the rest of the world's in trouble, and they're all buying tons and tons of gold, as much as they can get their hands on. And so you should buy tons and tons of gold, as much as you can get your hands on. And you should buy it from a company that supports this show, Tangible Investments. They have what I call the triple crown of golden credibility. They've been in business for 35 years. They've done over $2 billion in transactions. And they charge among the lowest commissions in the industry. So you buy gold and silver at the best possible prices. And they want you to become educated. An educated consumer will choose Tangible every time. So they want to prove to you how good they are. So they're offering every single fan of Wayne Allen Root a free award-winning DVD and a free book called The New Case for Gold by a New York Times bestselling author. You get both for free. A free book and a free DVD. No strings attached. Just for calling in while you're on the phone. Find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. Many of you have gotten that and called me and thanked me for making that arrangement with Tangible, so you're welcome. Tangible Investments phone number is 800-780-9000. 800-780-9000. Tangible has billions of dollars in transactions, and they can show you how to protect your assets with what I call wealth insurance. Call now at 800-780-9000 Tangible Investments. All right, we've got our guest here, Julio Rivera, and he's the editorial director of Reactionary Times. You can find him at reactionarytimes.com. His column at Town Hall is about the Mexican negotiations between Trump and the country of Mexico. And how do you think Trump handled it? You think he did a good job, Julio?
I think he did spectacular. I mean, all these people were attacking him, that, oh, he's going to destroy the economy, he's going to start a trade war, tariff this, tariff that. The one thing that people don't seem to understand about Donald Trump is he's the kind of guy that he'll walk into the room with a baseball bat and he'll pretty much just crack you over the head with it at first, right? And then at that point, once you're back on your heels, right, Then you've got – that changes the entire calculus. That now you've got to come to the United States hat in hand, tail tucked between your legs, and negotiate in earnest to try to, you know, to put us in a better situation. Listen, we've been getting played out, quite frankly, by these countries for years in terms of this whole immigration issue. Like, you know, Mexico has not done nearly enough to help the United States in this. Considering how we get, you know, screwed in NAFTA, I mean, you know, we're one of these countries that we have a minimum wage. We can't compete on a lot of levels with Mexico because they do things differently there than we do here. You know, but the one thing that we should be able to do is at least defend our border from, you know, this constant surge of migration, which is does nothing for our economy, quite frankly. It completely, you know, blows up our entitlement system. We have a finite number of taxpayers in this country. There's only but so many people that are legitimately on the books and paying taxes. We can't have this open spigot allowing all these people into our country using up all these expensive services. That's the reason why, as you mentioned in the previous segment, that we're up, what, $22, $23 trillion in debt right now? It's ridiculous what's going on with it. But these diplomats that spoke out against Donald Trump right when he had announced that he was going to go ahead and sanction Mexico with these tariffs if they didn't address the issues, you know, related to the migration, you know, this is the political establishment thinking that they know what's best for America. And this is the same political establishment that you could say since the early 60s has allowed for this to happen in terms of illegal immigration in our country. The last president before Donald Trump that really did what needed to be done on immigration was Dwight Eisenhower. I mean, that was the last time we were deporting people in mass and doing it the way that it was supposed to. It was literally an operation where we were targeting, you know, the industries that were giving these people jobs. And we got millions of people out of the country and very quickly. But, you know, Donald Trump got it done. You know, he's got, you know, Mexico sent down 6,000 members of their National Guard.
Well, which, let me jump in and just say one thing. I want to say real quickly. Do you realize that's more soldiers at their border than the United States Congress has authorized for our border? 6,000 National Guard is more than we've sent to our border, at least Congress has said. It may not be more than Trump has sent, but Congress did not authorize that number for our gigantic border. It shows you what a joke Congress is.
Exactly. No, and then you have Jerry, you know, but before Gavin Newsom took over, you had Jerry Brown talking about how he didn't want to send the National Guard troops, you know, from California. And a lot of these, you know, different governors are having issues with it, with wanting to do it. It's ridiculous. Listen, you know, if we don't have borders, we don't have a country. The amount of money that we were fighting over when we had the government shutdown was a minuscule amount. It was only literally a $3.4 billion difference in terms of what Trump wanted and what the Democrats were willing to authorize. That's about 0.1% of our total federal budget. That's nothing.
Amazing. Hey, Julio, we got to run, buddy. We got to run. The music means our time is up. I know it's short, but that's the limitation of the radio. We'll have you on again. Appreciate it. Julio Rivera, ReactionaryTimes.com. Thanks, Julio. Way down the route. Newsmax TV coming up right now. 3, 2, 1. Let's go.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Thing offer.